Monday. You got a case of the Moondays.
Wait, what happened? Because last week you said hummus during the middle because you said you were going to start announcing what you're having for lunch.
I'm not eating lunch.
You're not
today.
Having lunch?
No, no. I have water. I could have said that.
Water. H2O.
Hydrogen. Two hydrogens, one oxygen.
Wow.
I know my periodic element chart because I had my period for many years. Welcome
Jasmine,
to the stream.
Could you write
Speaking
down
of the stream,
1214 and just put my
girl
name
power, give
and
me
the
my
word
pink hat.
Complaint next to it. 1214, put BL, Bill F, and then complaint.
BS.
We'll talk about that later. Yeah, maybe Bob Surratt wants in on this too.
Right, I'm sure he would.
I bet he would.
He would have been embarrassed. He plays tennis.
Man. Welcome to the show, everybody. The rest of it will be better than the first 2 minutes. You'll
I think
see.
That. Listen, from what you gave us on Friday, this is nothing compared.
What was, remind me, I don't remember
all the
what Friday
50
was.
Names for Michael's Douglas.
Michael's Douglas was one of them.
Sure,
we didn't even get
man.
To that one.
Little Dougie.
Yeah, as it turns out, for those of you who missed Friday's show, it's still available as a podcast, although that you have to pay for it. It's adults only. It's the only adults only one we've done. Michael Douglas, the actor and producer Michael Douglas, has 50 names for his part. So we went through all 50 of them.
His role.
Yeah, his role. Speaking of actors and acting.
We were.
The Screen Actors Guild Awards were last night.
I did not watch. I am
you didn't
a,
watch
a
it?
Shameful member of SAG-AFTRA because I didn't finish watching all the movies, and I feel like it's not fair for me to vote if I haven't given each one of them a chance.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Yeah, but it's also, we were having construction at our house, so it was not easy to get to a television, and I don't have a DVD player on my iPad.
Oh.
So it really was difficult to watch. I will watch them. Did you watch all the movies?
No.
Did you vote?
Most of them. I didn't vote. Because the last time I voted for something, it blew up in my face. So I'm not going to vote for anything else ever.
Crooked? Crooked Hillary?
I don't know. I don't know. The awards were pleasant enough. You know, it doesn't have the bite of some of the other award shows. Kristen Bell was the host and actually was very, very good. And this is an award show that doesn't usually have a host, but she pointed out yesterday for the first time ever they have a host and it was her. And she did a nice job. Here was an interesting thing, though. A couple of people who had been nominated for various categories, names have been in the news because of the scandals, the harassment scandals. So Aziz Ansari, who was nominated for his work in Master of None, was nominated for Best Actor in a Comedy. However, he was not there. He chose to sit the night out because
I don't blame
of the
him.
Controversy. I don't blame him either. But what was interesting is when they announced the list of nominees, his name got no response at all. So people were speculating, saying, well, that was Hollywood's way of shunning him. However, he's gotten quite a bit of support from people. If you don't know the story of Aziz Ansari and the date that he had that went wrong, find it online. He's gotten a lot of support from people around Hollywood, more than anybody else in all of this, from people going, that was just a date gone wrong. That was not him harassing anybody.
And buyer's remorse, that's what it sure seemed like.
Yeah.
And I wasn't there, but it does. And why isn't she coming forth with her name, too?
The woman accusing him of this feels it best that she remain anonymous, which is also getting some criticism also, saying, well, you mentioned his name. His name's in the news. Your name should also be more prominent in this. But probably a good choice to sit this one out. But as it ended up, it was a weird moment of them saying his name and getting no response.
Well, booing would have been worse.
Booing would have been far worse. And I wondered, not so much with him, but with James Franco, who was there, because he got some response, but it wasn't what James Franco would normally get.
Yeah, because
he's pretty well-liked in the Hollywood community, so normally his name is said and people respond favorably. It was kind of a small kind of smattering of very quiet applause for him. And he actually, I said to my wife, I said to Terry when we were watching this, I said, he looks uncomfortable. And he did. They showed him and he felt like, hi, I'm here, but hi. you know, well, very awkward.
Listen, if somebody did terrible things, then they should feel uncomfortable. But there are people now who are, I'm not going to say it's a witch hunt because it isn't. But again,
it's not a witch hunt.
No. But again, I feel, you know, if somebody just did, if somebody said something bad to you, that sucks and it shouldn't happen.
Right.
But to me, that is not the same level of being assaulted
right.
or abused.
Right.
And
without a doubt.
The Aziz Ansari, again, I don't know. I wasn't there. But it sure seems like, you know, participatory for a while and then maybe guilt the next day. And then this comes forward. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he is getting more support than anyone I've ever
He really
heard
is.
Of.
He
and
really is.
James Franco to an extent as well.
For the most part, yes. For the most part, yes, with James Franco also.
So did Aziz Ansari win?
No.
Do you have winners?
He did not win.
Does anybody, I hate to say it, does anybody even care about the SAG Awards?
The SAG Awards doesn't get as much adulation as the Academy Awards are always going to be first and foremost, and then you have the Emmys are way up there. The Golden Globes to some extent, although that one's strange because it's a very small amount of people who vote for those. The Screen Actors Guild Awards are voted for actually by myself. Are you eligible also,
yeah.
right? So
I just didn't vote this
you
year.
You just didn't vote. So it's anybody who you know is in the Screen Actors Guild or after you're allowed to vote for these awards. And some years I do and some years I don't. I just, for some reason, didn't this year. Not because I didn't see all the movies. I didn't. William H. Macy had some interesting comments, not during the award show, but after the award show, where he said it's a very difficult time to be a man in Hollywood right now, which I'm not sure played the way he had hoped, because he added a little more to it, saying, you know, I've got daughters and Hollywood now is it's 50% women and that's good because women are very smart and stuff. So I think he was trying to make that a good statement, because I don't know that guys are going to get anyone feeling sorry for guys in Hollywood or in any other industry. It's not a good time to look for sympathy if he was looking for sympathy, but his statement was it's a very difficult time to be a guy in Hollywood right now.
Well, I agree with him. It's difficult for normal, healthy, good men.
That's the way it should have been stated. Because the reason it's difficult for guys in Hollywood is guys in Hollywood have made it difficult.
Yeah, I guess.
You know?
But not every guy. And that's, I think,
right.
you know, many men are being shamed just because they're in Hollywood.
Well, he said, and I didn't know any of this was going on until William Macy's comments last night. He said that there was a meeting of men in Hollywood, of prominent men in Hollywood. He didn't name names as to who was at that meeting, but he was at that meeting as to what do we do now going forward to make this a more palatable situation for everybody. And I didn't know such a meeting. That's very interesting. That probably
it's like an
needed
elk club meeting.
It's the most expensive elk club meeting of all time. Yeah, it's an elk club meeting. If you look over and you go, hey, is that Al Pacino at my elk club meeting?
Right.
Is that Robert De Niro at my elk club meeting?
But I wonder if they came to any conclusions, because really, what do you do other than stop treating women like they're
right.
less important?
And maybe that meeting shouldn't have been held at Tilted Kilt. I would have put that meeting somewhere
Bill.
Else, Wendy.
Bill. Too soon. The meeting
It was
just
last
happened.
Night. It was last night. So I would love to know who was at the meeting and what other topics were discussed. And if there was a cash bar, I would love to know that. the other thing I wanted to bring up about Hollywood was Helen Mirren, who did an interview with Willie Geist from the Today Show. Did you hear any of these comments from Helen Mirren?
No, but can I tell you that I am in love with her?
It's easy to be in love with Helen Mirren.
She's a great actress.
Incredibly talented.
She's unbelievably attractive.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, if I was that way, I'd hit on her.
Oh.
She's just.
I hope Helen is listening.
What a package. Seriously,
yeah.
Smart.
Everything.
And
got it all.
Just gorgeous.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
By
the way, as a side note to this, she wants very badly to now be in the Fast and Furious movies. Just as a quick side note. And the look that you're making is the same look I made when
Are
I said that. No. She's
really?
Friends with Vin Diesel. Think
Who
about
isn't?
That for a minute. What would they do on a pal date? Hey, it's Vin Diesel. What do you want to do? I don't have anything going on Thursday. What do you want to do, Helen Mirren? That's
go
a
get
weird.
Some chewing tobacco.
I don't know what they would do. What would they possibly have in common?
I don't know.
But apparently, she wants very badly to get herself into the Fast and Furious movies.
She'd be great.
I guess. All right. So
she should be. Excuse me, but for interrupting you, yeah. She should be in a Bond movie.
Oh, I could see that.
Like as a lady villain.
Yeah, she'd be great.
Yep.
I would love that. I would love that. All right. So she does an interview with Willie Geist from the Today Show. And Willie Geist asked her if she's been in any way treated poorly by men in Hollywood. So she said, we don't have this part on tape, but I'm just paraphrasing. She said that she came to Hollywood too late. She's British, so she was working in England until her 30s, and that's when she came to Hollywood. So she said, I was too old for that in my 30s, which is strange but true.
She missed a lot
of. But
That's sad,
but the sadder part is what she endured in her early acting days in England. Listen to Helen Mirren talking to Willie Geist from the Today Show.
When I was between 16 and 23, 24, men would expose themselves to me often. I would say about once a week.
Really?
On the subway, on the tube, on the bus, walking down a road, and it's like, ugh. Weird, because it's not like you're going to go, oh my God, this is the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen. You know, it's the opposite. It's horror.
All right, so between the ages of 16 and 24, on average of once a week, somebody was exposing themselves, different guys, obviously, to Helen Mirren all around England. She's just tooling around England. Well, you know what I mean. She's going places in England, and various guys are unzipping themselves and showing themselves to her. In England, one of the most polite places on the planet.
See, I just don't understand. I don't understand why men need feel the urge to whip it out.
Yes.
I, honest to God.
Right.
And you know what?
Crazy.
I know a lot of men in this business.
Yes.
And I know a lot of men in my life.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure many of them have not done that.
I can only speak for myself. I've never done that.
There are many people you and I know that are guys. There may be a couple that I bet they have done it at some point.
Yeah, right.
But I just don't understand it. I mean, do women walk around and whip their shirts off? Yeah, if they're in Brazil at Carnival.
Or New Orleans.
Right.
Right.
But that's, you know, and that's their prerogative.
Right. Right.
But breasts are pretty.
Yeah. Yep.
As Helen Mirren said, yep. It's not, you know, wow, look at that. It's
right.
The opposite.
My guess is a guy who does that sort of thing is operating on a very low margin. Like, once out of every 80 times, it may pay off.
How would it pay off? Like, oh, hi, would you like to grab lunch?
Something like that.
Who is going to do that for a guy who just shows it to him?
I'm telling you, it's extremely low margin, but still, it's a numbers game.
I'd say zero.
You say zero.
If I'm on the tube, which, by the way, that's why it's called the tube.
That's why? I didn't know that.
If I'm
you're
on
a subway
train and I
the L train.
Yeah, and I see some guy who just, like, hey, look what I got.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, my God.
Put that thing away.
And I'd go in a different car.
Right.
What woman is going to go, hey, what are you doing after this ride?
Right.
What's your stop?
Right.
No one.
But couldn't you also say that about... I hate to pin this on construction workers, but that's one of the professions that people think of where a woman walks down a street and a guy just whistles or something like that. Like, what woman would turn around and go, wow, that's the guy for me. He whistled. He's got the ability to whistle. That's the man I've been looking for.
No, but, and that's like a mixed bag of tricks, too, because some women would go, oh, wow, I did my job today. I look good. And they call it a day and walk on.
But that... seems far more acceptable than the scenario of a guy either whistling or saying something. Doom, da, da, doom, da, da, doom, da, da, doom. Like, what woman
what
would hear that?
You in?
Wendy, that still works.
Oh my God.
Doom, da, da, doom, da, da, doom is tried and true.
Yeah,
universal.
With gun malls. Which, by the way, my mom used to call me. You have so much makeup on, you look like a gun mall.
She was right.
I thought she was saying right. A gun mouth, and I thought it was mouth. Because I swore a lot.
No, a gun mall. A gun mall. Boom, bop, ba, boom,
yeah,
bop,
that's,
ba, boom, bop, ba, boom.
Really, that's the 20s and Al Capone. I mean, who? Seriously.
All right, you know how...
What construction site have you ever been on?
The one where they build speakeasies. from the 1920s.
God.
Boom, ba, ba, boom, ba, ba, boom construction. That's the name of it. Very successful company.
I bet.
But a guy who does who says something, a woman's passing by and he says something. I think I told you this. When I was a kid, we used to be forced to hang out with this kid named Kevin. Not Kevin, our former producer, but this kid.
Is he listening? Could he figure himself out right now?
His family and my family were friends. So sometimes our families would do things together.
And you'd be stuck, Kevin, to play
with this kid, Kevin. My brother and I get stuck with Kevin. And Kevin, whenever he would see a girl that was attractive, would say this, and I quote, "Here!" He would yell out the word here, H-E-R-E. And his belief was that a girl would say, "Oh, there, that guy who just yelled out here, that's the guy I've been looking for." And he was a teenager. He was like 16, 17 years old. We'd go somewhere with him. "Here!" And then he'd wait for some sort of reaction. I'd say, "Has that ever worked once? Has there ever been a girl once who heard you yell out here and went, wow, what a
and
catch?"
And comes there.
He goes, "It hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen."
No, it never will.
It will never happen.
Plus, it's the dumbest thing to say.
How do you decide on here being your opening line? Here?
How about, "Hey, baby"?
That's tried and true. Boom, bop, ba, boom, bop, ba, boom, bop, ba, boom.
But I'm telling you, a guy who just shows his unit is not going to, no woman, I would say 0% of women would go, "Oh yeah, okay, well, I'll hook up with you later."
I think
never.
It's higher than that, but not a lot higher.
Judy's
no,
in here.
It's zero.
Yeah, it's
no.
Zero. It's zero. Never happened once. No girl has ever.
No.
I am not going to waste my time with a guy who just whips it out in public.
You're not, but look, you're a high school graduate. There are plenty of other women out there who say to themselves,
"No, they would not.
That's the best I'm ever going
to
do."
A woman could pick up a guy so easily, she doesn't need to get a guy that just shows it.
I agree with that. I definitely agree.
So 0%. I don't know. Why don't you try it on the train on the way home? Let us know.
I think that's illegal.
It is illegal.
You can't just whip it out.
No. Yeah.
But
no.
Helen Mirren was saying when she was growing up in London and started out in the acting business between the ages of
18 and 23,
16 and 23, frequently once a week men would just show her their junk.
Yeah. In England.
Because they were so proud of it?
I don't know.
They thought
that would lead to something better. Yeah, you're never going to, why look anywhere else?
Wow.
I don't think they were trying to get a date. I think they just needed some air.
That could be true.
What else?
It's very stuffy in England.
We know they were all mentally unstable.
It sure seems that way.
But once a week, she said 7 years on average of once a week.
Just her, does she think? Or was that common among
She was very attractive.
Village?
She is very attractive.
She still is.
She's a very attractive woman. So maybe based on how attractive you are.
But wasn't she well known? I mean,
Semi. Not when she was 16 and in her early 20s. She became a little bit more of a movie star late 20s.
And that was in the what year?
What do men do when they see an attractive woman? Do they need to stick their antenna up or out? Why would you do that?
Apparently.
I see an attractive guy and I'm like, wow. You know, can't you just do that?
You mean you don't unbutton your top when you see an attractive guy?
I'm going to start.
Try it now. See what happens.
Well, you don't pull your pants down? Hey.
Hey. Huh?
Look what you're missing.
I mean, I just don't get it.
I know. Because you don't get it because it's crazy.
I just don't.
I know.
I don't understand. No woman is going. That's not a come on. That isn't.
I don't think
at all.
It should,
it's actually.
Right.
I would laugh.
Would you like?
I would
that
laugh,
would destroy
then,
a guy.
Oh yeah, I know.
Good for
I would
you.
Be like, what?
Smart.
What? Where?
Where's my magnifying glass? Say that.
Bill, always competing. Good God.
All right, let's take a quick break. Judy's got the news next in the more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Or Judy Pylon.
Either way.
I love it.
Either choice is correct. Hi, everybody. It's Bill. It's Wendy. Judy hanging out with us for a little bit. You can call us. You made a point of this, Wendy, the other day. We don't give out the phone number often enough on this part of the show, on the bonus hour. What is that phone number? Do you have it? No, I don't have it.
312-235-2525. Look at your little call screener, Bill.
Is it up there?
312-235-2525.
Hold on.
2525. You see it?
2525. You know what number I would have liked to have had? I saw these commercials, during the Christmas holiday season. both you and I had a lot of days off. We saved up our days over the year.
Yeah.
So if you ever watch daytime television, number one, you'll get really depressed. It's really, really sad, right? Because it's all Maury Povich and Jerry Springer type shows. And there's a lawyer that advertises on all those shows, and I don't know what the lawyer's name is, but his phone number is 222-2222, 222-2222. That's the number we should have gotten for the studio, because then we'd remember it very, very easily. So call that number, 222-2222. We handle any disability cases you might be having. Can I say something kind of eerie?
Please.
Last week, when I got home, I turned on the news, and there was a story on the news about a stabbing very close to my house in Wilmette. A woman had been stabbed, and at the time, that's all they knew.
I remember reading about that.
It turned out it was her daughter who came and stabbed her. They had had some sort of an argument about something, and the mother was stabbed to death by the daughter. But at
no,
the
no,
time,
she's alive.
Oh, is she alive?
Yeah, yeah, she survived. She
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's,
but you
that's
do hear stabbing
news.
And you do think
right.
the worst.
I panicked because the address was given and it's a mile from my house. And I, you know, at the time I thought some lunatic
and
is
I
just
mean,
breaking
the,
into houses
yeah,
and stabbing people.
It was a very unusual crime for that area.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But that actually plays into the point of all this. They do the story on the news, and then I go upstairs because I want to know more about this, because I go, that is literally 4 minutes from my house. Is somebody walking around the area going into houses and stabbing people?
Oh, so you thought it was random. You didn't know
I thought
that
it was random.
Okay.
I didn't know it was her daughter at the time. I didn't know it was a loved one who stabbed her. So I go to their Facebook page to get more information, and they tell the story. Like, you go to this, it was Channel 7's Facebook page, so you can download the story. And then there's room to comment, and about 35 or 40 people had commented, and more than half of the comments were, because it's a very wealthy area in Wilmette, I guess her mom got her a BMW instead of a Lexus. Or the next one was, I guess the caramel latte her mother made for her wasn't hot enough. Or it was all...
This happens a lot on these comments.
I'm amazed.
It's terrible.
I was amazed.
It really
by that.
Is. Someone in this case was, you know, injured very severely.
Yeah.
But a lot of times there are someone has killed, and
yeah.
people have these stupid little comments
wow.
to make. It really frosts my ass. It really
it's
does.
Amazing. It's amazing.
And
I
no
never
one's
see them.
No one's policing those. And it, you know, a lot of times on the patch. You know,
yes.
your town will have a patch newspaper, which I'm thankful for, because a lot of times there's some great stories relating to your area.
Right.
You subscribe to it and you get it. That's where I see a lot of those.
Right.
They're terribly mean. Like, it's some terrible tragedy, like, you know, someone was killed by a drunk driver or something, and then they have some terrible, goofy thing to say like, really?
All
How
right.
can you do that?
So here's the question. This is what I was wondering then, last week when I read it, and still now. Is this because of the anonymity that you're afforded by the internet? Like, in real life, if somebody goes... hey, you know that woman who lives a few blocks away? A woman stabbed her. You wouldn't make a joke right then and there, but because of the anonymity of the internet, where you're allowed to do that and just...
I don't even think people care that much.
It just doesn't
if
matter.
If they know them or not. It's the forum to even comment. It's the opportunity to,
right.
even,
to be the first and
or
be
to
funny.
Just say, yeah, thinking you're funny, and they don't even care if they... Because, I mean, really, do you ever look at our text line? Sometimes even our listeners say really mean things, and they put their name and their mail or numbers on it.
Yeah,
I don't get, because it's like, okay. And I mean, sometimes it's just so out of left field what they say.
Yeah.
You're like, what? And it's so mean, you know, and why are you, you can't even believe they're listening. So it's such a special type of person. That
yeah,
that.
Who would take the time?
Right.
I can't figure that out either.
And it usually corresponds to their Facebook page, so their names are usually there. A lot of times what
I
don't
know
on the one
sites.
On Channel 7,
yeah.
you're right. It wasn't total anonymity. There were plenty of people you could go, well, I know, I can attribute that to this guy.
He's
the guy who said it.
Pictures right there sometimes.
Sometimes
right,
they are.
There's
right.
a picture.
So does that just mean that now as a people, we just don't care anymore?
Yeah, we don't care. No one cares about anything.
Yeah, it's
there's no kindness.
There's no kindness.
Seriously.
People, there's no filter anymore.
Right.
And those people are like, it's like they would normally be at the coffee shop having this conversation,
mm-hmm.
even though they don't know each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's the weird thing, that they think that they can say that, but guess what? Another person will reply, like, yeah.
Right.
I agree.
people are just in their own world. I will tell you a story that I kind of forgot to say on the air, and I'm still shocked by it. When I had my knee replaced, this was like the first week I was going to physical therapy, so I still had my cane. And it was really freezing cold outside, and I thought, you know what? My husband and kids have really been taking care of me. I'm going to go on the Noodles & Company app. I'm going to order dinner. It'll be ready. All I have to do is find a parking space reasonably close. I can go in, get the bag, and bring home dinner. So I did that. It was probably 2, maybe 3 weeks after surgery. So I'm still gimping a little bit with the cane. And I order on the app. I found parking. It was a little far away, but I just took my time. Very icy out. Didn't want to fall. Take my time. I get in there. I come out with this giant shopping bag full of Noodles & Company for 4 people. Mm-hmm. And there are 3 teenage girls walking in as I'm trying to get out. And so I kind of push the door, and they're just sitting there looking at me like, come on.
Even though it's obvious
that I needed help.
Yeah.
And I said right to them, I didn't want to be bitchy, really, but I just said, oh, I got this. And they're like, oh, okay, that's all right. Like, I couldn't for a second. I mean, they're all in their phones walking in. They're just looking at their phone. But they definitely looked up and saw me struggling with the bag, the cane, and the door.
Yeah.
And not one of the 3 girls said, oh, let me get that.
Right.
And notice today, if you go to Starbucks or you go anywhere, it seems like no one holds the door for you anymore. No one cares. No one is aware of their surroundings. No one helps anybody.
Right. Yeah. Because you're not on their phone.
If you
had texted them that you needed help,
get the door?
Then they would have come to your aid.
Can you even believe? And these were girls. I could see boys. Because boys, honestly,
I know. I was just going to say. I remember when my boys were a little bit younger. I would be mortified. Like we'd go shopping. I'm like, get the door.
I know, but they don't know.
And it was more a matter of, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. And
they weren't thinking.
But they just learned. I said it so many times that I just give them the look, or I don't even have to look.
And now they're better at it.
Oh, they do it all the time.
Good.
You know, and it's almost like, why
girls?
But maybe we had to be taught too. Maybe we're just not teaching our kids that anymore. The manners.
Maybe you're right.
I know that Terry and I went out of our way, because when you're on the kid end of this, I remember every time we went anywhere, my dad or my mom would go, what do you say? You know, somebody would give you something.
Right.
What do you say? You say thank you. So say thank you. So I remember when you're on the kid end of that, it's awful. But when you're on the parent end of it, you go, this may seem awful.
It's a representation
now
of you, though.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Learned. Remember, you had to learn it.
Yes.
My kids are a little snippy to me, and I'm a little snippy to them. I'll admit it. But the best compliment in the world is when you hear from other parents, your kid is so polite at our house, or from teachers. It's like, I look at them, and I just had a meeting, and I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, no.
Always
accept that compliment.
Right.
But I mean, who cares how they are at home, as long as they have their manners on when they go out.
And you know what? It's true, man. We all hold it together all day long. And when we get home, that's our time. I hate to say it, but that's when we're at our worst, because that's where we're most comfortable.
Right.
You know, you know that you can be cranky and your kids and your husband's still going to love you. And unfortunately, you know, my mom had this thing where the stranger was always right. We were always so much nicer to the neighbors and everyone else than we were to each other. I'm not saying it's right.
Right.
But that's, you know, like my mom would answer the phone and she'd be yelling at me about, hello.
Pleasant speaking voice. I know.
It's all about appearance.
Yes.
But at least it was, I mean.
You totally get where I'm coming
from. Well, the impression my brother and I always used to do of our mom was her on the phone, where she'd go, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to find you. I'm going to tear your head off. I'm going to kill you. Hi, it's Margie. How are you?
Right.
You know, that was the version that was a back and forth.
Stranger's always right.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a Catholic thing. I just know that my family lived that way. Everybody thought.
But no more. What happened?
Yeah, it's now the stranger's always wrong.
I went to get my coffee today, and I asked for easy cream, and it was way over creamed. And I was like, if it was just a little, but it was so over. I said, I'm sorry. How many creams did you put in? He's like, 3. I said, well, I asked for easy cream. But here's the thing. He was like,
So you took it back?
But I couldn't. It couldn't drink it. It was like undrinkable. It was all cream.
Yeah.
But when he gave it back to me, he just gave it to me. I'm thinking, you know what, dude? It was your fault. Easy Cream is right. not three creams.
Right.
I don't know, because I went to that same place you're holding up right now, and I very rarely go there. I make it at home, Dunkin' Donuts, all the time, their coffee.
Yeah.
I, for the first time, did a drive-through, and I made the mistake of saying, can I get a lot of cream and a lot of sugar?
Ooh.
And
they loaded up.
I could not drink it
yeah.
sure.
at all.
You know,
but I didn't take it back.
Yeah.
Well, you said a lot. I said easy. So now
well,
I'll
say
one.
Well, maybe three is easy.
But my point is...
this guy put in eight.
You're right. Okay, and my point is just, even so, his attitude.
Yeah, that's just, the worst part.
Like, I'm the customer. I come here every day.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I'm not going to go there anymore.
Because
I'll
of
go
this.
To another one because yeah. of that.
And he
just
saw you every day?
Yes.
So he kind of knows?
I'm like, really? Yeah. Yeah, it just, and maybe he doesn't usually make the coffee, but he's always at the register. But it just was, I mean, that I won't tolerate it. That especially if I'm paying for something.
Well, that's
absolutely
true.
Not.
Yeah.
And I have complained about that before.
Have you? Good.
That's the one time where
does
I get my
does it make
courage.
A difference when you do?
It does. It makes me feel better, but especially when I see other people being mistreated.
Right.
I can't do it. You know, it's like, are you kidding me? I've complained, you know, and it's hard to go do that, but
yeah.
I do.
And I also jump in, too, and I probably shouldn't because I'm going to get, you know, stabbed or punched or slapped one of these days. But sometimes there are people at checkout counters at, like, Target or Walmart, and the people are being really mean and degrading to the cashier.
Mm-hmm.
And then I never know what to do other than, hey, come on, you know, maybe they've had a long day. And then they start bitching at me, but at least it takes it away from the cashier.
Right.
Because I can't stand to see that.
Yeah.
We all
and
need
they
to-
need to be... I feel like those people need to know. It's good that you say that. Even if they're walking away and you say something to the cashier like, wow.
Oh, I do that
I'm
every
a much
time.
Better customer. So they know because I feel like people do it because they can. No one's calling them on their bad
that
behavior.
That is true. No one calls
yeah.
you on it anymore. We can't. We just please
because
listen.
Because we don't care. We
on
don't
your
care
way home.
Either way.
Listen, we have a lot of people listening to the stream. This is way better than the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Bertrand.
Wendy, it's not better. It's different.
Wendy.
All right. Good point.
If your mother heard you say that,
right.
She'd be very disappointed in you.
You said that like a gun mall.
With too much makeup on.
Yeah, with too much makeup on.
If anyone is listening right now, please just do something nice to someone on your way home. Maybe it's merging. Let someone in and wave and smile.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if somebody lets you in, wave and smile back to them. Open the door for someone. Just if everyone can do one little tiny thing, can't we get this world a little better?
Yes.
But you got to think about it. We have to, you know what I mean? It's hard to be kind. It is, because we're so... singular now and just
I love it. It makes me feel so good. I like get all
always.
Puffed up like, look what I did.
Yeah.
I'm so nice.
Did you ever do the thing where you pay for somebody's toll? You've done that at some point, right?
No.
Never?
Because it's iPass now.
Oh.
What are you supposed to
put
do?
Put the next few guys on my iPass.
And I don't really understand when you're at a drive-thru how you do that.
You just say, I want to buy the person's thing behind me. But
oh, because they already know, okay, what they're going to... Because I'm thinking, well,
oh,
how do you know what the person's going to order?
Oh, so you don't know how much it is? Yeah,
just say a small fry. I want to. If they get a small fry, that's on me.
But
I don't want to go more than that.
But you're
so generous.
By the time you get to the window, they already have that order behind you, generally. So,
all right, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just thought you'd say, you know, put $20 towards...
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that next time. I'm going to do that.
I'm not doing that.
I wish, okay, wouldn't that be the most awesome thing if you went up to the window and they said, oh, the person ahead of you got your order? I would be like in a good mood for a week. That's so cool.
Do you know, now I've told you this, Wendy, you've not been present for this, but when I was about 7 or 8 years old, baseball cards were 10 cents a pack, and I went and bought a whole bunch of packs of baseball cards, but didn't figure in tax. So I came out, I was like 23 cents short. Right. So the lady behind me, this was at a Jewel, said, oh, don't put them back. I've got this, and threw down a quarter or whatever. I was 8 years old at the time. So now 40 some odd years later, I still think about how nice that was.
Have you done that?
Oh, I've done stuff like that a thousand times. Yeah.
See?
Because of that. Because that was the first time I ever saw a stranger just go, I don't know you and we'll probably never see each other again. But what's a quarter? Here, it's on me. Now you've got your baseball cards. That said so much about the human condition.
Oh my gosh,
at the age of
so
8 years old, I've done it so many times.
I have paid for people, and it's been, you know, just a couple dollars, never even over $5, but the same thing, usually in line, the groceries.
Yeah.
And, you know, you could tell they're embarrassed.
I know.
And the cashier is like,
Right.
They're holding up the line, and then they have kids, and I'm like, are you kidding? That's when I, you know, please.
But sometimes.
Pay it forward, I always say.
Yeah, and sometimes everything is on the up and up, but I don't know, maybe your check didn't clear in your debit card or something.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, my God.
Right.
Even if they can't, you know what I mean? And I'm not about to be like, why don't you put the candy back? Right. Absolutely not. Here's the $3.
Right.
Please, just. Because you know, they're starting to pick stuff out of their cart.
I know, that breaks my
kids,
heart.
Yes. Yes.
Don't you think that over time, it not only balances out, but it works in your favor if you help people out like that? It's
absolutely.
Just, it's good karma for you.
It's called karma for a reason.
Yeah.
It's called, it's the world. It's the way the world works.
The world should work.
It does.
Look, I see Joe Romano in there from the Steve Cochran Show. I'm smiling and waving at him. And look, right. He's doing it back.
Yeah.
Gosh, he is so, I love him.
Yeah.
Oh. No, seriously, I do. But I'm
but even just a smile.
I know.
When you're walking down the street, you see some crabby guy. I do this frequently, and I'll look at him.
Give him a little tickle. Come here, you.
Well, no,
give him a little tickle.
I don't touch him.
Oh, you don't? Oh.
You're going to get arrested.
When I was bald from chemo.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
People smiled at me.
Did they really?
It was almost a little bit of work for me.
What did the smile say? The smiles you were getting. What were you reading them to me?
Well, a lot of them were.
Hang in there.
Yeah.
Or, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. You know what I mean? They were pity smiles too.
Oh.
But it didn't matter. And it was almost to the point where I was like, oh God, put my smile face on. I'm going out because right. I had to smile back. I was not used to it. And just, I mean,
did that make you feel good though?
Yes,
yeah.
It was, and to the point where I literally was in an argument on the bus one day. This man was like, absolute, sit down. I'm like, no, I'm fine. I was standing, you know, no, anywhere I want, I had to sit down. I had to people. And then a lot of people, I know someone, my sister, my mom.
Oh, you got those kind of stories?
Always. Yeah. Not even knowing. Well, maybe I had probably was wearing like the breast cancer ribbon or something, but oh yeah.
Those stories probably usually had a happy ending, I'm hoping, right?
They didn't, you know,
they didn't get to the end of the stories. Oh.
A smile is worth 1,000 words, and most people wish I would just smile.
Look at you. While you're saying it, you're not even smiling. And just people wish I would smile.
And hold back on the
say
words.
Say that with a smile.
Yeah.
You know what? You even sound better when you talk with a smile.
Oh, totally. You can tell when somebody answers the phone, hello.
Right. I know.
Hello.
Do you ever call a company and they'll pick up the phone by saying, it's a great day at WGN Radio. How may I help you? You know, that like overly positive. You've heard that.
That's
you've
what
had
we say
those,
here.
Right? Do they say that here?
Thanks for calling the magical place.
Fantastic. Call it the magical place?
That's what we say in the newsroom. All the news is good news. How can I help you?
Happy Real News Central.
Yeah.
When Matheny ran the place, you just said this. You pick up the phone and you go, what? What do you want?
Nobody called.
Step
when
up. Right?
Nobody
there wasn't a single call. People were afraid.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Judy, thanks for hanging out.
Absolutely.
We'll take a quick break. And then,
guys, thanks for having me.
Oh,
you're
doesn't
so
that
welcome.
Make a world
I love
of difference?
Both of you.
We love you.
Jazzy, we love you.
Jazzy, love you and your hair.
Such a nice way to
thank
end it.
Thank you.
Joe, that's get better. A job.
That's had to ruin it.
Yeah, he already has.
Judy Pylon.
It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
To skedaddle.
Yes, we do, Wendy.
I'm smiling. Hello.
Makes a world of difference, doesn't it?
Goodbye.
Makes everybody a little bit happier.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for
that
listening.
Seems disingenuous, but you're smiling, so who am I to judge? All right, everybody, we want to thank all the guests that we had on today's show. Too numerous to mention.
Not that many.
Maria Pappas. That's it. Tomorrow, another great show. Bridget Carey from CNET. Steve Dale from the World of Ferocious Animals.
He's great. Thanks for the fake smile.
You don't know how many extra muscles it took to even conjure that up.
I know.
It was impossible. All right, everybody, thank you. We appreciate you listening in. Tomorrow, we would like to see you or hear you again. Bye. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.